Today it's awards day, and awards are coming out as we speak. It's all a bit pandemonium down this end. We're in the beautiful gardens, the smaller gardens, not the grand ones, and we've got an absolute fantastic award already for the gardens from Bedfordshire, Hertfordshire and Buckinghamshire. I'm outside a literary garden designed by Martin Cook and Bonnie Davis, a Silver Gilt Award.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. You know, I mean, I feel very emotional still, so excuse me, but
no,
over to her. She can speak more than me.
Silver Gilt then for Buckinghamshire.
Yeah, we're thrilled, actually. So it's been a lot of preparation. We've been sort of building it now for months, well, sort of designing it for months. And Martin's done all this lovely letter carving by hand with hammer and chisel. Don't know how he does it, actually.
What is the idea of these smaller gardens over this side of Chelsea?
It's to see what you can do with a small space and to try and get the feeling of maybe a bigger garden into a small space. And I think Bonnie and I have done this really well here. You know, there's actually 8 carvings in this 5 by 4 metre space. But you don't think it's crowded because Bonnie's planted it so cleverly. They've blended in and she's woven the planting around the carvings. If you saw it without the plants in, it just looked all too big and, you know, it wouldn't have worked. But she's just brought it all together brilliantly. And, I mean, she grows the plants at Davis Brothers in Burnham, in Buckinghamshire. And they are just the most fantastic nurturers of plants there.
I was going to say, this has been the challenge this year with the weather we've had. How did you get them all to come out at the same time for this week?
Oh, it's been very nail-biting stuff, actually. The cornice, we were worried that they were gonna be a bit too early at first, so we brought them into the greenhouse. And then, of course, with all this warm weather, they came on too quick, and I was very worried. But just put them in a shady spot, really, and monitor them, keep moving them around. So,
Martin, favourite quote, then, that you've carved?
My favourite quote is this one over here on the oak bench, which is by my really good friend Felix Dennis, who is a great unsung hero of English poetry, who is still writing today. Every book of his poetry he sells, he plants a new tree.
Really?
In his forest in Stratford or in Warwickshire. And this quote says, "Try to be wise, but hide your wisdom well. The world reveres a pearl, but not its shell." I think that's really wise words.
I don't think we need to say anything else. Congratulations, Silver Gilt, for Buckinghamshire, and you too. Congratulations.
Thank you very much. Cheers.